Fresh Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in company of Nick Jonas, one of the protagonists of Goat by Andrew Neil at the Berlinale. So welcome, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question would be to ask you, for our listeners, to briefly introduce your character in Goat.
My character's name is Brett Land. I'm the brother to the main character of the movie, Brad Land. And Brad is struggling to regain his masculinity, and his way of going about doing that is by pledging his brother's fraternity, the fraternity that I'm a part of. And the whole story is pretty gripping and really has a commentary about masculinity as a whole and what that means, and you know, but the lengths that these young men go to prove themselves, and it shows the dark side of hazing culture and what that looks like. And thrilled to be part of this film and to see that it's raising a conversation.
That was the reason why you got involved in the project. That was what hit you about the script.
I think, you know, I made it a priority to make acting a big part of my next steps, and you know, a couple television projects, a show called Kingdom that I'm on, where I play a mixed martial arts fighter struggling with his identity, specifically with his sexuality, and then this other show, Scream Queens, I was a part of, more just a comedic side of things, and getting to work with a really great creative team. But this was a script that I fell in love with the minute I read it, and felt like it really challenged my thinking, and hopefully would do the same for the audience.
I was thinking that, in a way, your character is one of the most controversial, because you're acting on what you believe is your brother's good. But by doing that, you've sort of forced him into this group of that has this ideal of masculinity that is sort of wrong. So I don't know how you worked on that.
Well, I think it was about making the relationship between the two brothers the priority within that, you know, and really showing the depth there and the care for each other, so that, you know, when things kind of turn ugly and things get out of hand, you see that my character's really grounded in that relationship and just wants to protect his brother, which becomes more and more difficult as he feels like he needs the affirmation from the other brothers in the fraternity. You know, and I think more than anything, the thing that I took away from the making of this film was that it'd be very easy to go to that place that these young men go, and that sort of heightened sense of reality, and you know, there's really no consequences for their actions until someone gets really hurt, you know, and I'm sure there's emotional it takes an emotional toll on them as well, but you know, plays out in a sort of physical aspect.
I was thinking, I was talking about that with Andrew Neil, that sometimes the concept of group, the group can really help, can be a positive concept, and in this case can be a negative concept, because he feels safe, because he feels that this time he will be protected by the group, and that's what gets him into trouble in the whole sense. So what do you think about this?
Well, I think that, you know, it's important to remember with this film that in no way is it an indictment of fraternity culture. I think in a lot of ways it's probably a great thing for a lot of people. You know, the individuals that we follow in this story have a hard time with it because they're, you know, really challenged, and their thinking is challenged. And things turn south. You know, it just gets ugly and out of hand. But in a lot of ways, I think it probably is a good thing, and that brotherhood and security and safety net is real for a lot of people. You know, so any good thing can always be taken to a dark place, and it's just about understanding those lines.
So you were talking about your career, that you're always choosing roles that makes you experience different things. And in this case, I was talking to Andrew, and I said, I don't like films that they want to send a message, but in this case, there's a message. What do you think will be the reaction of the audience? What do you hope that the reaction of the audience will be?
Well, I really hope that it starts a conversation more than anything, and that people take away, you know, two things, and that is that we need to open this dialogue about fraternity culture in general, and hazing specifically, and you know, how to really make some revisions that'll help not let this go to such a dark place. And then also, you know, this concept of masculinity and being free to have that conversation and you know, not have it go to a place of pushing people too far, you know, and I think it'll be a process, and this isn't the cure, but simply the beginning of a conversation.
What's next for you after this?
I am in the process of finishing a new album, which is very exciting, and you know, anxious to have people hear this new music. So there's that, and then a tour in the summer, and then hopefully some more. There's like two or three scripts that I'm looking at right now for the fall that I'd love to do. I want to keep an even balance of the music and the acting, and you know, really push myself in both aspects.
So scripts, so long feature film. Do you think, are you directing yourself in the independent field of cinema, or you're willing to accept?
Yeah, I think it's the material. You know, whatever's right, and I love independent filmmaking, and it's been an incredibly rewarding experience, and I think that you get to say a lot and you know, really push yourself. But there are you know, bigger budget films and you know, things that I'd love to be a part of as well if the role was right.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
And this was, we've been talking to Nick Jonas, protagonist of Goat by Andrew Neil at the Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.